Blog Talk Radio.
This is One Child Abuse Survivor to Another Restoration, and glad to be here, 7:30 in the morning. It's Friday morning, September the 15th, 2017, and I had a good week so far. Hopefully yours is going good, and yeah, I just want to thank everybody who's been tuning into the shows, and hopefully they're helping somebody out there, and I know they're helpful for me. They've been helpful for me in my healing journey, just to make sure that I do some work on my healing journey. Basically keeping me accountable, so I'll do my work on it, but hopefully they're helping somebody else out there, too. And, yeah, that was a song by the Angel Wing called The Calling, and it's put out by XL Music Publishing, freemusicpublicdomain.com, and that song is awesome, and I usually just play just a piece of it in the morning, but just a very small piece at the beginning, and I thought I'd play the whole song through because it's really nice. So play the whole song for you this morning. I tried to put the chat room open. It's not working this morning. So I've actually tried a few times already. It's unable to connect. So there's no chat room there today. I had a hard time getting into my show in the first place. So hopefully it's streaming properly. And really, we're just looking at a morning reflection, just positive reinforcement, you know, self-care, coping mechanisms, meditation for the day, kind of what can we do to help ourselves? You know, this is sort of stuff that I do for myself, you know, to try to make sure that I continue on my healing journey. And so that's why I like to do this show. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. You know, if you're just starting out on your healing journey or not sure if you're safe enough to be listening to this, Because this type of information, anything like this, can kind of trigger survivors of abuse, which then can cause you to have a bad day or, you know, maybe self-injure, or want to self-injure sort of thing. So you have to make sure you're safe enough, really. You have to get the information and learn how to know whether you're safe enough to be listening to something like this. You can get that at ASCA, Adult Survivors of Child Abuse Morris Center Program, Survivor to Thriver Workbook. You can also get it from HAVOCA, H-A-V-O-C-A. That's Help for Adult Victims of Child Abuse. And they have safety information on their websites. And check it out and make sure that you're safe enough before you're listening. Otherwise, just turn the show off because you won't be hurting my feelings, right? And anybody else, you have to listen at your own discretion because we're talking about abuse. And abuse is a very sensitive subject, and most people find it very uncomfortable. I had to live with it growing up and my whole life. I've had to deal with it. And so I can deal with it. But for a lot of people, it's very uncomfortable. And so you have to make sure that that it's something that you want to listen to. And, you know, ultimately, you have to make that choice for yourself, right? So make the right decision for yourself and listen at your own discretion, right? So we finished off looking at anger from HAVOCA. I didn't find that information very helpful, so I thought we'd move on. You can go check it out if you want to, HAVOCA, HAVOCA.org. Most everything on their website is pretty good because it's geared for adult victims of child abuse, right? And it's not just child sexual abuse or anything. It's just adult victims of child abuse, right? I just didn't find the anger articles all that helpful. They weren't really relating to child abuse. It was kind of more like road rage stuff. That's normal anger issues from other stuff. That's not dealing with child abuse, anger from child abuse. So I just thought that those articles were not very helpful for me because I've already looked at all the road rage anger type stuff out there, and I was looking more for information dealing with how to deal with anger due to, you know, a person might have due to abuse, childhood abuse, right? So that article really wasn't very helpful for me, but it might help you out, so you can go check that out. Next up, we're looking at, this is from HAVOCA, it's called Anxiety. If you go to their website, you can find their information by going under Information for Survivors tab. And on the left-hand side, once you click on that, the left-hand side has all their links to all their articles. And it's all alphabetized, like, you know, by A, B, C, right? The next article up is Anxiety. And so we're going to take a look at this morning. And, morning reflection, how am I doing this morning? Actually, I'm really tired and just exhausted. It's been a hard couple of months. This summer is supposed to be nice, you know, and time for reflection and time for rest and whatnot. It's been so hot here, incredibly hot, that it's been like as hot as it is in the desert in New Mexico up here in Canada. And we don't have any air conditioning, so we've been sitting around in sweltering heat for months. And it's been a little bit much to deal with. It's been too hot. We don't have air conditioning, and we just have a little fan, and it's kind of worn me out. And so I'm exhausted, and I haven't had any time off. I haven't had any breaks or any kind of work time off from work, vacation stuff. So I'm just really getting tired. And so that's where I'm at this morning. I'm glad it's Friday. I work this morning, but other than that, I'm off for the weekend. And I'm going to hopefully get some rest here this weekend because it's starting to cool off a little bit, which is good. So how am I doing on my healing journey? I don't feel anything, you know, I didn't have any kind of, you know, trouble with anger or, you know, sort of flashbacks or anything like that through the week. Mainly just trying to focus on just getting through the week as far as my physical body goes and just keep going sort of thing. And, but I made it to Friday, so that's good. We made it to Friday. So, I mean, it was kind of just an uneventful week, really. And but I'm just noticing this morning that I'm extremely exhausted. I'm thinking about taking some time off here from the shows and might maybe take like a month off, which is, you know, maybe a month or so just to take a break. But we'll see where we're at, because I'm just sort of debating as of like this morning. I was sort of sitting around thinking about it, taking a little break. And but we'll see how that goes, because I'm not quite sure. I need to get in touch with my feelings on it. We're trying to move, my husband and I, and we're trying to do a lot of different things, and we're not getting anything done. So I'm kind of saying, and I'm exhausted, so I'm like, okay, something's got to give here. So I'm not sure. We'll see. I might continue to do the shows. I'll let everybody know for sure. You can see that on my show page anyway for upcoming shows. So if I do take a break, you'll be able to see that. So Yeah, we'll look at anxiety. This is from HAVOCA, HAVOCA, Help for Adult Victims of Child Abuse. Anxiety is the next article. They said here, I'm just reading right from their website. I haven't looked at this article or anything ahead of time, so this is the first time I'm seeing it. It says, we're all used to feeling anxious from time to time. When we're facing a job interview, the possibility of redundancy, or awaiting the results of an important medical test, we feel worried about what might happen, tense and anxious about how we'll be affected. We may think about whatever is worrying us all the time and find it hard to concentrate on anything else. The strain on us can show itself in different ways. So we may have difficulty sleeping or lose our interest in food. But often the very fact that we are under pressure will spur us to do our best and rise to the occasion. And in most cases, the anxiety will go away once the stressful situation is over. Some people, particularly survivors of abuse, experience such strong feelings of anxiety that they are unable to cope with their day-to-day life. And sometimes, for no clear reason, they are deeply troubled. And this section is written for people who are experiencing this sort of anxiety and for their family and friends. It sets out to provide some basic information about anxiety, what it feels like, the possible causes, and the various sources of help available. It also contains references to other reading material and to organizations which can provide further information for those who want to know more. So that's the beginning article on that. What is anxiety? We'll just check this out, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. My own information, my own sort of issues dealing with anxiety. What is anxiety? Anxiety is a common human reaction to a stressful situation or event. Our body responds in very clear physical ways to an apparent threat. So our heart beats faster, our muscles tense up, our mouth feels dry, and so on. These responses are our body's way of getting ready to meet a threat. So once the threat is passed, we are usually able to carry on with our lives as normal. Some of us, however, experience very high levels of anxiety and such strong feelings of distress that we are unable to manage everyday tasks. And we may find we are so anxious and edgy that we avoid situations we would usually cope with and even enjoy. And it's like always living on a knife edge. The feelings of fear can seem unbearable. And I could never relax. I was tense and wound up all the time. It was hard to focus on anything else. I felt really shaky and strung out. It can be very hard to explain how we feel to other people. Our worries may seem unreasonable, and we may feel under pressure to put on a brave face and behave as other people expect. This only adds to our distress and makes us even more tense. And this form of intense anxiety is, in fact, remarkably common. Men and women of all ages and from all backgrounds can be affected by it. Each person will experience anxiety in their own particular way. But there are a number of symptoms people can often describe. The way our body functions may be affected. They list here some stuff here. They said tense muscles can cause headaches or back pain in the neck, shoulders, or back. A dry mouth can make it hard to swallow. We may get breathless and dizzy or feel faint. We may suffer from indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, that kind of stuff. Our heart may beat alarmingly quickly. We may find it hard to concentrate on anything and become irritable with other people. We may experience difficulty sleeping, and as a result, we end up exhausted. And we may try using caffeine, alcohol, cigarettes, or drugs to help us get by. And this may make us feel less anxious for a time, but in the longer term, we may feel even more stressed. And so they go on to say, some people find they experience sudden, unexpected surges of anxiety. These are called panic attacks and can be very distressing. We may worry then that there is something wrong with us physically. Acute anxiety or panic in particular situations is called a phobia. Often as a result, we go out of our way to avoid that situation. For example, being high up, being trapped in a crowded room, seeing a spider. There's a separate leaflet on phobias, which may be helpful. Anxiety can also cause us to feel increasingly depressed and hopeless. Our world is becoming more and more restricted, and it can be hard to see a way out. I felt paralyzed by worry, unable to do anything, unable to imagine things ever changing. It really began to pull me down. If this applies to you or someone you know, you may wish to read the separate leaflet on depression. Sometimes a person's anxiety leads to their feeling that they must carry out certain actions again and again. This compulsive behavior might involve repeatedly checking that the door is locked or endlessly cleaning the house. No matter how often we repeat the same behavior, it never seems to quell the anxiety within us, and we begin again. So the same can apply to ideas which go round and round in our head, tormenting us, never giving us a moment's space. I just couldn't switch off. I used to just worry and worry even about silly little things. It was like I'd no space in my head to think of anything else. And they said here, they go on to talk about it. the rest of that article. That's quite interesting, and I know for myself, I probably still have anxiety issues. I wouldn't doubt it. But growing up abused, I mean, of course I had anxiety problems, and most of my problems are breathing problems. And I've actually, because I was abused from birth, you know, like birth up, I just learned how to deal with things. And I think breathing is probably one of the issues. You know, it's kind of, it's harsh on survivors of abuse, you know, anxiety. And, you know, we're all probably suffering from different types and different, you know, sort of strengths or whatever of anxiety. But anxiety is a problem for abuse survivors. And I know for myself, you know, I don't handle confrontation well. Personal, like confrontation, whether it's at work or with relationships or anything like that. It's not like I think they're going to abuse me or something. It's just that my body just automatically goes back to that place of being a child and being abused. And so all of a sudden I'm feeling the tension. I'm feeling the stress. I'm feeling the panic almost, the trauma, when a child's being abused, your body, you're first of all, I mean, it's a serious issue. Mainly your blood goes to your organs, your internal organs, to try to protect your internal organs, vital organs for life. So if a child's being beaten and battered, their body basically goes into survival mode, and adrenaline starts running. Adrenaline is in small doses, I guess, isn't too bad for you. Adrenaline all the time is really bad for you. It's like a toxic chemical, and if it runs through your body all the time, it can do it can cause a lot of problems. And I know children being abused, you know, in any way, that adrenaline is going to flow, and the blood's going to go to the internal organs. It's going to leave the hands, you know, and the feet, and it's going to go up and travel up. And so therefore, then you end up, you know, you can end up with these it's almost like a feeling of being trapped, you know, and so you're just trying to survive, sort of thing. So as an adult, I mean, nobody's abusing me now, right? Because I don't allow it in my life, like I said in my last show. And so, my body still goes through that same stuff. And I think that that's just normal, because that's a normal reaction. But we have to learn how to deal with it to make sure that we don't stay like that. And it can be difficult. You know, I don't handle confrontation well. I don't handle any kind of stressor type stuff like that. You know, someone starts an argument with me, immediately I go to that, you know, position of how I used to be, which was a lot of sort of panic, you know, and sort of as an adult now, I'm able to handle myself and able to carry myself. So then it turns into anger and rage. So then not only do I have a lot of anxiety, like a lot of, adrenaline and stuff flowing, then I've got a lot of pressure and a lot of tension because I'm holding my body very tight because I've got a lot of rage or internal sort of anger going on. And it just can be very devastating on a person's body, I think. Not healthy at all. I try to relax. I try to spend most of my day relaxed. You know, a little bit of tension is good because you got to stay in shape, man. Just can't be so relaxed all the time. You're just like a marshmallow laying around, you know. The body needs to be functioning. But I think it's a matter of how long we stay in those states, you know. And so I spend a lot of my day really quite relaxed and breathing calm, trying to breathe calmly. My breathing is off. I know it's from the abuse that I suffered as a child. And a friend of mine is a psychotherapist, and it helps to have a friend who's a psychotherapist. she was telling me I definitely need breathing work. I need to do some breathing work, and I probably need a professional to help me with that. And it's because I was abused, so my breathing is way off, and I can't even control it because it's not something that it's not that I was treated really well until the age of, you know, 10 or 11 or 8 or something, and then all of a sudden the abuse started, and then, you know, that would be a huge shock to a child, I guess. For me, I just grew up in abuse, so I grew up in a domestic violence, you know, my parents were fighting all the time and hurting each other, abusing the children. It was, you know, it was a horrific situation to grow up in, so that was my norm, right? So I don't even recognize a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, you know, that I do. So that's why, you know, I do this show, just to sort of stay on it and stay on my healing journey to try to help myself to deal with this stuff. But it's tough. It really is, because I'm sure I'm doing a lot of things to protect myself that I don't realize I'm doing. I had a life coach actually tell me one time that I was just running all the time. She goes, you know, if you just want to keep running, you go ahead. I mean, it's your choice. You're an adult. You can keep running if you want to. But she goes, or you could stand and you could realize that you have rights and you have the right to get your needs met. You know, you have the right to a good life. You know, you don't have to keep running, right? Because, you know, it's as a survivor of abuse, you know, many times we want to run from what's causing us pain, run from what's causing us trouble. I mean, I used to run, but I'd get beaten. You know, as I stopped running, I was like, this is better for me. I'd be beaten anyway, but I'd really be beaten extremely bad if I ran. My mother was my main abuser, and she was horrific, man. So it's like I just learned to just stand and take whatever's coming. It was a little easier than dealing with the beating coming from running, right? So, you know, I just learned to take it. But the thing is it's that fight or flight response, right? When someone's going to attack you, when you're a little child and being abused like that, you know, someone's coming at you. It's that flight or fight response, and your body goes into shock, basically. You know, it's that adrenaline running and heart pumping and, you know, all the blood going to the main organs. And all of a sudden, you know, you're in shock. It's really like a shocking thing to be abused like that in any way. And then, of course, the verbal stuff is very damaging, especially with the physical abuse, because it's the verbal. All they have to do, all the abuser has to do then, is start the verbal abuse, and it gets that adrenaline going. So I spent my whole life in adrenaline, as an adrenaline junkie. I couldn't help it because that was forced on me, being abused, right? So as an adult, I mean, I'm actually very mellow as an adult. And I don't do much that's going to cause adrenaline to run because I don't like that feeling, you know, because it stems from the abuse. I don't like that feeling. And if, you know, I have to be careful what situations I get myself into because I don't like that feeling. And I like to feel calm and at peace. And I like the feeling of allowing my body to relax and my muscles to relax and, you know, try to just breathe properly and get rest. And, you know, it's a big deal, you know, for people. Who've been abused. This sort of stuff for most people, you know, is not a big deal. But for survivors of abuse, it's a huge deal. I know people, I know actually survivors without naming names, who can't focus on, can't like cope on a day-to-day basis because of their anxiety. And it's harsh, you know, it's very harsh. They can't hold a job because they just cannot deal with things. And I've known several people over the years. And I mean, I feel bad for them. I feel horrible for them because I've been able to maintain and go to, you know, do what I need to do, go to work, do whatever, and then deal with my stuff after work. Whereas some people just can't do that, you know, and that's not their fault. You know, it's the abuse. It's what the abuse caused. And it's just absolutely horrific, right, this stuff. So, you know, this is kind of an interesting article to go through. So we'll pick up the rest of this. We'll take another look at it. You know, if I'm not taking a break, then on Monday, right? I'm just deciding whether I'm going to take a break here or not. I may decide not to take a break. I'm just making a decision here today. So it'll reflect on my show page there. You'll be able to see. If I do cancel some shows, you'll know because you'll see the next show coming up. It'll have a date on it, right? And we've only got a few minutes left here. How about positive reinforcement? What are we doing right in our daily walk? Looking at positives and progress instead of negative thoughts all the time. Positive reinforcement, what am I doing right? Well, I just, you know, I'm working on it. The fact that I got up this morning and doing the show, that's positive. Staying on my healing journey, that's positive. And trying to get, you know, trying to allow myself, you know, the time that I need and allow myself the reality that I'm not perfect and, you know, I'm doing the best that I can sort of thing. We don't have to be negative on ourselves all the time. You know, it's too easy, right? It's like, well, I didn't get this done. I'm just a loser. I'm just, you know, going back to all the stuff that I was told as a child that, you know, that I didn't deserve to even be alive. Right? I should have just been born dead and, you know, I'm just this and I'm that and all these horrible things that are not true. So instead of allowing that stuff to cloud my thinking, I'm thinking about positive reinforcement. What am I doing right? What's going on in my life that I think am I doing well? And looking at some positives instead of negative, instead of just negatives all the time. So I'd say as long as we got out of bed this morning and we're going to take care of ourselves today and take care of things around us and people around us, well, then that's pretty positive, you know. And be good to ourselves, that's another positive for sure. The weekend's coming up, you know, and I plan on being very good to myself this weekend and others around me. So I hope you do the same. You know, we deserve a good life. We don't deserve to be suffering and misery and, you know, just struggling along, suffering and more even after being abused, which is the situation for so many people out there. And so that's why I do these shows, is really just to encourage people and, you know, myself to reach out and get help and not be destroyed by your past and not be destroyed by the abuse. You know, we've already been abused. So why as adults then do we want to allow this to just continue to wreck and trash the rest of our lives? I just think it's unfair, completely unfair. You know, being abused as a child, that's not our fault. But what we do with our life after we're adults and we're on our own really truly is up to us. Really, we're the only ones that can make that those choices for ourselves, really healthy choices and proper choices. You know, what's going to help us to have a good life? You know, we need to be our own best advocates, basically. So, you know, that's something I realized, you know, about really when I started my healing journey, was that, wow, why am I sitting around doing this? Why am I doing this as a 42-year-old woman, wanting to self-injure, wanting having suicidal ideation was just a huge part of my life, and wanting to self-injure, and I didn't want to hurt anybody else, you know. And I was just like, why am I doing this? You know, I had to really get in touch with the reality of what I was doing, you know. And I thought, wow, I'm just letting my parents, my abusers, and my abuser brother, win this fight, you know. And I thought, why am I doing that? That's crazy. Now, that's crazy, you know, to allow your abusers to win your over your life as an adult. That is so wrong. They already took our childhood. They took my life, you know. And it's like, so why am I going to give them the rest of my life? And I thought, oh, no. So I started to change the way that I felt about myself, started to look differently at myself and see that I was none of those things that they told me I was. And I was none of those things that they made me feel that I was, you know. And they were wrong to do that. They were incredibly wrong. And child abuse, man, it's against the law, man. They got away with it. And I'm the one suffering for it, and they're dead. You know, so that's just great. And I thought, well, this is no good. So I started to turn it around, you know, and I started looking at positives instead of negatives all the time, just thinking, this is ridiculous. I'm none of those things that my parents told me I was. And my brother, you know, what he did was incredibly wrong, you know. I should not have had to suffer that as a child, and no child should ever, right? So then I thought, well, what can I do to help myself? I started really looking around. So I think that's a positive. You know, we have to look at the positives. And, you know, if you're doing anything to try to help yourself, you know, to have a better life, I mean, that's a positive, whatever it is, even just getting up in the morning and combing your hair and getting some fresh air or something, you know, opening the door and getting some fresh air, or, you know, do something good for yourself. I plan on taking care of myself this weekend, just having a regular weekend with my husband. And I'm going to be good to myself. So that's what I want you to do, too. We have about a minute left. We'll do a brainy quote. How about this? Brainy quotes. I like brainy quotes. They're cool. And they said you can use their quotes as long as you tell where you got it. So how about this one? I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Martin Luther King Jr. That's awesome. I have decided to stick with love. Hate's too great a burden to bear. Martin Luther King Jr. That's awesome. So I wish you a really good weekend. I hope you have a good weekend. If you don't have a good weekend and you're struggling and you're having a hard time, like so many times we do, you reach out and you call a crisis line. You call somebody, but you make sure you get some help. Join an anonymous support group. That's always helpful. You don't even have to say who you are. You just join and get help, right? There's lots of help out there. You just have to look around. But you take it easy. You take good care of yourself. And we'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.